Dean's live at the Presidential Towers for the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb on 720 WGN.
First sign of springtime, the big climb of Presidential Towers. That's how you know spring is right around the corner. One of the other ways is the opening of the original Rainbow Ice Cream. Well, neither of you are from the South Side.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
So this means nothing.
I know what it is.
This means nothing to you.
But it means
to South Siders, harp music just went off when I said original rainbow cone. You know, it's like the skies open up.
Why, are they not open in the winter?
They're not open in the winter.
They're one of those, they close.
They close.
For like 3 or 4 months.
And they could easily stay open in the wintertime.
Oh, my
gosh. That's how popular their original rainbow ice cream.
Definitely.
But there's something cool that you can only get it during summertime. But they have just opened their locations. They're going to come by here in the next hour, Rainbow Ice Cream. And we're going to talk about.
That's why I was staying.
We're going to talk about this great Chicago institution that's opening up as part of our food time.
I've never had one.
It's five delicious layers of ice cream all on one yummy cone.
Nice.
The greatest ice cream in the history of ice cream.
Really?
Yes.
You think that?
That's my quote.
That's the.
That's my quote.
Is that what it says with four stars?
It should. I doubt it does, but it should. It's pretty spectacular. We're going to want to talk about something else that's pretty spectacular, is this special cruise that we've got that is going to be taking place in October. I'm going to be heading or leading a cruise to Italy, Croatia, Greece.
Captain, my captain.
Heard talk about before. And I'm so looking forward to this. I've become such a fan of these cruises that our friends at Kelly Cruises has put together. This will be my third one that I've done with them. We did Italy, France, Spain a few years ago. And if you have never been on an Alaskan cruise,
I love Alaska.
We had such a great time on the cruise to Alaska a couple of years ago.
See whales?
We did. We saw we saw many whales.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, we saw many whales.
And the big glaciers?
It was amazing. You know, you're by these glaciers that are awe-inspiring. You want to feel like a little speck in the universe.
And then, of course,
be next to a glacier, and then you hear, like,
and that's
cracking.
Called calving. When it cracks.
Okay.
I don't want to.
No, he's right.
I don't want to brag about my glacier knowledge.
Yeah.
No. But that's called calving.
That's called calving. Why is it called that?
I don't know. Well, maybe because it's a smaller thing, like a calf. I don't know. I'm guessing now. I didn't know that you were going to ask me a quiz.
You just said you're an expert on it.
I've gone two times on an Alaskan cruise, and they said that's calving.
Suddenly I thought you're the Milt Rosenberg of glaciers.
We have a delicious calving happening here.
But that is what it's called, and it's pretty spectacular when you see and hear these things. Anyway, it's spectacular. I have no doubt that this next cruise that we're going to do in October will be just as great, and that's why I wanted to invite Kathy Benson Schramm here with us, who is a tour specialist with Kelly Cruises, who's putting all of this on, and who I like to call my keeper on these cruises.
Is she your Julie?
Cruises. Well,
your cruise director.
Oh, so much, wow, I suppose.
No, so much more. So much. So
well,
much
you're
more.
Captain Stubbe.
No. I'm not even remotely Captain Stubbe. All I know is that Kathy is the one who assembles the excursions for everybody, and the parties and the get-togethers that we have on board. And if somebody has an issue or a problem or a question or a concern, Kathy is the one who flawlessly handles everything and makes it such a delightful experience for everybody. Seriously, I mean, I can't even imagine how difficult a job that must be. You're there to make sure everybody has a great time, and that I appreciate it, and I know that everybody else who's been on these cruises also appreciates how great you are with all of
you.
This.
Thank you. You're so sweet. We love it. I mean, I love hosting cruises. I love my clients and all of your fans. You know, they become our clients and our friends, and I love it. It's the best way to. Best way to cruise,
yeah,
really.
It really is. People have said, I'll be honest, when I did this first cruise, it's like, I don't know if I want to go on a cruise. I don't know if I'm a cruise person. I found out I was. It's really, if you're going to try to see a lot of different places in a kind of a short period of time, This is the only way to do it.
It's the best way.
You know what you could cover as much, I was saying to you during the break, my wife and I did an Australian and a New Zealand cruise for like 10 or 12 days, and there is no way we could have covered and seen as many cities if we had just decided to go on our own. Yeah. We would have been in airports the whole time.
Airports,
we never would have seen
hotels. You wouldn't know, you know, what to go see and what not to go see.
And the best part of a cruise is when you get in that room and you put your clothes in a drawer for a week and in the closet. You don't have to get, you know, when you go on a multi-city thing, you're always living out of your bag for a couple of days.
I still live in my bag.
Do you?
I'm not a drawer person.
Oh, I love. Oh, the first thing
I'm
I
not
do.
A drawer person.
I put drawers. I'm like, I am home
too much
for a
trouble.
Week.
No, that's too much
I
trouble.
Love it.
That's
love too it.
Too Here's much. The better part. They're not rooms. They're suites.
Ah,
the whole
even
ship,
better.
All balcony, all suite.
Oh, nice.
It's absolutely gorgeous. Country club casual. Very, yeah. very, very
Anytime
relaxed.
Anytime dining?
Anytime dining.
You gotta love anytime dining.
Fabulous new restaurants. This ship has actually been refurbished. They're doing $125 million on three ships. We were on the brand new ship in December. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So we'll have the new restaurants and five new shows. They might have you work, Dean. I don't know. They might have you.
Hopefully, Adrian Jeanette will be there.
I'm going to be doing my Beauty and the Beast
tearing up
show because after seeing the new movie the other day, it turns out I know all the words to all the songs. So explain, we're going to start off in Venice, which, you know, number one, one of the most beautiful cities in the world, just to start
Square.
Off with, right?
Oh.
Definitely. We will probably spend at least a day or two in Venice, so many people will go in early.
Right, I'm going to.
You're going
I'm
in early.
I'm planning to, yeah.
We'll be in early, and then we're actually we're traversing across. So we're going from Venice across to Croatia, Zadar, back to Bari, Italy, and then we'll be over in the Greek Isles and some of the best. I mean, we have some of the best here.
So talk about some of the places that we're going. What is it called? Zadar?
Zadar in Croatia.
In Croatia, mm-hmm.
That's the new Star Wars movie.
Star Wars? Zadar Wars?
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Well, it's a nice way to see the Dalmatian coast, and you're not just doing, you know, typically Greek Isles cruises were from Istanbul to Athens. And so this gives us a whole, we get to see three countries, and we're crossing back and forth. Not too much movement. Not too much movement in the waters there, but it'll be it's an amazing itinerary, and it will sell out. That's what I'm worried about. So we're here because we have a great group. We have a fantastic group already, a lot of fun people. And we're just looking to try and make sure that we get the people who want to, your fans. I want to make sure there's still room, and I'm holding on to some of these F suites because we're already up to F, which means we've the first two categories have closed out. But before we get to the penthouse level and that sort of thing.
That's where Dean is. The penthouse.
That's where that we have dogs protecting the door. to go.
And we'll have our cocktail parties, and everyone will meet, and ours tend to go a little longer. Usually they're supposed to be an hour. I think our last cruise we had, two and a half hours.
Really?
I like to chat.
Who would have thought?
We have a nice time at these things.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to go.
People have a lot of questions about WGN and you know different things. But after a couple of days, I mean, you get to know these people and you get to know their stories and how's your daughter and you know you're talking to people like you've been old friends.
And
with
there's
them.
Land excursions, I assume, right?
Yes,
on every,
and they're included.
Every port.
The beautiful thing about That's Regent nice. Seven Seas, and we're on the Seven Seas Voyager. 700 passenger, all suite, all balcony. The lowest category is a 301 square foot suite.
Jeez.
You can get dressed in the closet. I love that part.
Wow.
Huge bathroom. So, but the best part is you can get off on these excursions. They are included. So they have complimentary excursions, and then they do have some for an additional cost. But we have a $700 shipboard credit. That's a lot for a 7-day cruise,
right. Oh, right.
And everybody will probably be in the shops because it's all inclusive. Your gratuities are paid, your airfare, your transfers, your shore excursions, all the dining is included, even the specialty restaurants, which I try and get.
Oh, booked. Even the specialty? Because usually on a lot of cruises, those are extra.
Yes. And you know, Dean loves Prime 7. It is my favorite. It's like going to Morton's or Gibson's and ordering every side that you want. And then you think, I still have a filet coming, you know, because you're, and all your drinks are included too. So they're very quick to continue to pour, and at some point you have to say, okay, that's enough.
First couple of days on the cruise with all this eating, nobody told me that you should not take your pants off at the table when it gets uncomfortable.
Stretchy pants.
Yeah, well, I went to the Elastic. On the third day, I went to the Elastic. Because turns out, I'm looking around, I seem to be the only one in the dining room who was taking his pants off.
You don't
to be more
bring pants with a belt or a button.
No, that's ridiculous on something like this. Talk about some of the places where we're going to stop in Greece, because there's some pretty cool and historic places. I've been to Greece many times, family wise. But these are some places that I have not. Some places I've been, but some of these other places that I have not that are amazing and historic, and I can't wait to see.
There is so much history in Greece. It's unbelievable. We have Corfu, Katakolon, which we've discussed the proper pronunciation of that. We have Mykonos and Santorini. So to have both on this cruise is amazing. And then Athens. And I said to Scott last night, as I'm reviewing, going through the history, because I didn't even realize there were 3,000 islands in Greece. But I said, there's 3,400 years of recorded history in Athens. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's absolutely incredible. There's so much to see. And so you really do need to review, because we travel so often that sometimes we're in a rush and we don't get a chance to do that. But I said, we're in four fantastic ports. And then to end in Athens, we will definitely stay. We'll end in Piraeus, which is the port, but we'd like to stay and spend time in Athens.
Yeah, I mean, you have to see you go to the Acropolis. You have
absolutely.
To go to.
Aren't you staying at the Acropolis?
I do.
Isn't it one of your rooms?
You show the secret Greek handshake, and they let you stay right there. There are some things that, Athens is a big city, but there are some things that you absolutely must see when you're there.
It's a walkable city, and definitely. I'll tell you what, for the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people I've sent there in the last few years, nobody leaves without a map. Thank you, Rick Steves. Don't tell him I said that. There's a wonderful map, and what I do is I highlight where they can walk, because you can.
Yeah.
You can get to so many places just walking.
Yeah.
You don't need the hop-on, hop-off bus. You can if you want to, but you can walk to the Acropolis. I have some favorite hotels there, so we'll talk about that.
They're very close. I don't know if I ever told you this story. The last time that I was there, I had been there for, I think, 2 weeks, 10 days, something like that, for a cousin's wedding, which was on the mainland, but nowhere near Athens. So we returned to Athens because that's where we're going to catch the flight. We have a nice dinner somewhere near the Acropolis. We're taking a little stroll outside of, there's that outdoor amphitheater, the Plaka.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some activity. You can tell that there's going to be a concert there that night. And we're strolling. And what we're hearing is Andrea Bocelli's Time to Say Goodbye. So the final day, and we're hearing this beautiful version of Andrea Bocelli singing Time to Say Goodbye. And it's very moving. It's our final night. And I was literally, we'd stop for some ice cream or something and, just sitting there. And I became so focused on, I wonder if my ancestors sat in the place where I'm sitting right now. I wonder if they had to have walked by where I am sitting right now. How many generations of my family must have walked by this very spot? And it was very moving to me, and I'm hearing Time to Say Goodbye. I'm getting emotional, and we're leaving, and then suddenly this Mercedes pulls up as near the Plaka. A door opens, and out walks Andrea Bocelli himself.
Oh, it was him.
It was actually him doing a sound check.
So he was singing.
He was singing.
It wasn't just like
I was hearing him live. We thought it was a recording.
Wow.
It was him doing a sound check, and he walks out, and the fans are out there and applauding for him, and he gets in the Mercedes and takes off. But it was so moving. And, all of this, I don't know the distance, but it's all relatively close. It's what, as you were saying, it's very walkable. It's very easy to get around. And I think we're going at a great time of the year also, because summertime can be super hot.
Yes.
And the fact that we're going in October, I think, is going to be a much more pleasant time of year to go.
It's, the highs, I think, will be, at least in Greece, in the 70s, and then, you know, maybe 50s in the evening. But definitely better than we've had before in October on some of our other cruises. So
let me take a break. We'll come back, tell you more about this October cruise that we have. Italy, Croatia, Greece. We'll tell you how you can get information. Love to have you join us. It's going to be a great time. Kathy Benson Schramm is here from Kelly Cruises, kellycruises.com. It's 11:53, 720 WGN. Our friend Kathy Benson Schramm from Kelly Cruises is here, tour specialist. If you're interested in learning about cruises, really anywhere, Kathy is the person to call. But in particular, our fall cruise to Italy, Croatia, and Greece. Just give us all the basics again here, Kathy. It's on the Region Seven Seas, right?
It is. It's on the Seven Seas Voyager, newly refurbished 700-passenger, all-suite, all-balcony, all-inclusive cruise line. So while the prices might look like they're a bit high, this is air transfers, gratuities on board, all your shore excursions, all your beverages, anything you want, you're set.
I've had people say that, too. Ooh, the price. But if you think about, look at your airline ticket, look at your hotel.
Exactly.
And look at everything else that comes along with this, meals, everything. Mm-hmm. Total it all up individually, and it's, probably more than what you would pay for this cruise. So I think it's very reasonably priced, for what you wind up getting for it all.
It is. And actually, Region has always had a comparison to the luxury cruise lines and the premium lines. And it's funny, when they come up with other comparisons, they call it the Region comparison. Everyone does when they make their own. But this is a fantastic cruise. It is my favorite cruise line. I shouldn't say that probably, but it is. I love the aspect of just paying for something and you're done. It's like being in a country club. You don't have to turn around and tip.
Yeah, you're nickel and diming all the time, right?
You're ready and you're set. And these beautiful suites are fantastic. You have a balcony, and we have a fantastic itinerary.
Would you unpack this time, Dean?
I am not going to unpack.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
You can get dressed in the closet. It's
so big.
You can
get dressed in the closet.
I'm perfectly happy with my stuff in the suitcase.
Just unpack.
Why?
We're kidding about the Purell. It's all over the ship, but they actually, all these people here, everybody's using Purell here, and we are too, but they actually change out the drawers. So with every passenger,
you should change out your drawers when you're there.
Just leave my drawers out of this.
They put a new sleeve in there so that everything is clean. And
I'm sure it's very clean. That just seems unnecessary to me. It's like I'm leaving in a week. What do
no,
I need to
but
get settled in for?
But to her point.
Now, let me bring my coffee maker from home, too.
No, but this is your home for a week. You should feel comfortable. You shouldn't be digging for socks. Just pull out a drawer. There's my socks.
I'm perfectly fine digging for socks.
No. He's up at 3 in the morning, so my husband gets up at 4, and if he wakes me, although there's a living room off where the bedroom area is, and I'll say either close the curtain, I'm going back to sleep, or go meet Dean in the coffee area.
And we did.
I know.
On the Alaskan cruise, I would wake up super early because that's how my body clock is. And I would go get coffee. I'm thinking I've got to be the only one who's awake on this ship.
It's 2:45.
At this
There's
hour.
No one in the place except
no.
you and me.
And Scott.
And Scott and I would have coffee every morning and chat until the rest of the lame, lazy people on the
but
boat
then
finally
cool.
woke
Thanks,
up.
Dean. And
That's
I was,
right. Kathy's up all night answering questions for people. And I'm
Are there at-sea days on this, or is it all stop every day?
No, actually, we don't have an at-sea day.
Wow, so you're busy.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy
It's going to be really
trip.
Fun.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be really fun. Italy, Croatia, several spots in Greece.
The best.
Guaranteed we're going to have so much fun. We're going to have so much amazing food, so many laughs, so much history. I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm hoping that everyone can, whoever can get away, come and join us. We would love it.
Okay.
Kathy is anxious to take your phone calls on this, right?
Sure. Well, we are holding. I'll be in all week, and my colleagues and I, we've been hanging on to those last Fs. I was literally on vacation, still booking this cruise, Dean. I was out in California taking reservations because I know how important it is, and we'd like to get people in at that level.
How many days is it?
7.
7 days.
But then we'll do pre and post, and so we'll work out a package for pre and post as well. in Venice and in Athens, nice. If people would like to do that.
So. Yeah, it should be fun. Now, like, say if, for example, Jim decided to come on the cruise.
With Dean.
Is it
I'm your plus one. I'm not.
Is it possible that he could be placed at the opposite end of the ship?
That can be arranged.
Super
actually.
Unlikely that I might run into him
Dean,
somewhere.
Dean, if you'd like, I'll unpack for you.
Let's leave my clothes alone. Kathy Benson Schramm, what's the best way to reach you? KellyCruises.com or?
Or 630-990-1111.
Or CruiseDean.com.
So I can't even imagine what might come up if you type that. Kathy Benson Schramm, tour specialist with Kelly Cruises. Thanks, Kathy, for everything that you do. You are truly amazing. Anyone who is lucky to have Kathy working with them on any tour or trip that they go on.